This is Charlie on Tuesday's Drive. The Brentwood Chamber of Commerce has launched the 2018 Brentwood Business Awards, which we at Phoenix FM are supporting. These awards will recognise the best of local organisations and employees at a black tie dinner on November the 9th. Entries are open to organisations based in or doing business in the borough of Brentwood, which includes sole traders, businesses, charities, social sector organisations and individual employees. Sponsoring Business Person of the Year are Wortley Byers Law. The award will acknowledge a leader who has achieved significant success in their organisation during the past 12 months, showing strong leadership and strategic vision. Joining me in the studio from Wortley Byers Law is Jane Winfield. Good afternoon, Jane.
Hi.
Why are Wortley Byers Law sponsoring this particular award?
A number of reasons. Clearly, having been 50 years in Brentwood, practising as solicitors, we have a real close affinity and loyalty to the businesses of Brentwood in particular. The other reason is that we get a real passion and a drive from supporting people who are very passionate in their own businesses. There's nothing more rewarding than working with people who are passionate about what they do. We get a lot out of the Brentwood business community, and it's only right that we give something back.
And Wortley Byers offer quite a few services in different sectors of businesses. Can you just explain a little bit about what Wortley Byers does?
We do most things that you'd be looking for from a legal firm. We pride ourselves on offering a London style of services, but we are very much catered towards both the private client and the business client.
What is London? How does London come into it then?
London, by London, I mean the London standard of service.
Okay.
So we have the same level of expertise as your London firms, your medium-sized London firms. Our specialists all have that degree of specialism and excellent knowledge, but the difference is we don't charge at London rates because we're in Brentwood. So that is a big, big difference.
The rent's a bit cheaper up
it's
here.
It's slightly different, yes.
And data protection and employment law, all the rage at the moment, it must be a pretty complicated environment.
I'm not going to mention the GDPR because I think that would scare most people off. I think most people have been very much scared off it by already. But we can offer help on GDPR if anybody wants help on that. Every area of law is changing all of the while. There are many complications, but that's what we are good at. We will take somebody, guide them, work them through it, not in a legal jargonistic way, make it as painless and unscary as possible so that people can just get on with their business, because that's what they do. Most people, to be honest, don't want to go and see a lawyer. It's a bit like going to see the doctor or
it's
the
kind
dentist.
Of official then, isn't
yeah,
it?
You don't want to have to do it. It means you've got a problem. But the reason you go to a solicitor usually is to get something documented properly, made watertight, so it's in place so you don't get caught out. Unfortunately, a lot of our clients, not all of them, have tried to do things quickly without going down the correct route, and then they do get unstuck in the future.
And
then it's very expensive,
yeah.
And they're stuck in a contract that they weren't expecting or something similar.
Okay, and the Business Person of the Year requires the owner, manager or director of the successful business to be not-for-profit organisation for a minimum of 3 years. The organisation must be based in the borough of Brentwood or do business in the borough of Brentwood. You must be able to demonstrate consistently high levels of business skill and acumen. You must be able to evidence that you have brought financial and non-financial benefits to the organisation through your efforts. But this is suitable for small businesses as well, isn't it?
Yeah. When you read that list out, it sounds potentially daunting.
It's quite exhaustive, isn't it?
Yeah. But the important thing is that for anybody out there, and I mean anybody, whether you're a one-man band, a sole trader, or a large corporation, anybody can enter these awards. And if you are doing well, and you can be doing well as a sole trader, you will fulfill all of those criteria already. You might not believe it, but you are already fulfilling them. And the thing that I find that is the easiest way to spot whether somebody is potentially going to do well in any business awards is if they are passionate about their business. If they have passion, then they take their team along with them, their ideas, everyone loves working there, they have a successful working environment, happy customers, every box is ticked. So please, for anybody listening, don't think, oh, I've just started up, I've only been going for 6 months, or, you know, we're too big, we're too small. You're not. Give it a go. The other thing about entering these awards is that the message it gives to your team, winning is the icing on the cake, but participating is really, really important, because it shows your team, no matter what size your team you have, that you really care about them and you think they are good and that the business is good.
And it's a real morale boost as well, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. The people, it's lovely walking around businesses and meeting the people who work within them, because they like to show what they do and they're really proud to work for a successful business.
Sure. Okay, that's Jane from Whartley Byers Law, sponsoring Business Person of the Year. If you're interested in this, no matter what size business you are, the website is brentwoodchambers.co.uk, and follow the link to the Business Awards. If you just tuned in and you'd like to hear this again, that'll be on the website a bit later on. Jane Winfield, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.